NC9B, mobile.
Leon, how you doing this morning?
Well, doing good. Getting into the cattle chute here, right at the state line, I'm 25, and it's starting to rain pretty good, so I guess I'm doing well. I even brought my raincoat today.
Yesterday, did you? KN4 GFW.
Good. Got to be a frog strangler when I got to work yesterday. It was kind of funny because, you know, we're talking about how it was raining in Greer and everything, and it was raining pretty good. And then all of a sudden, right about a mile from work, it just cleared right up. Did a real light, just kind of mist, and got the truck all hooked up and everything, and started coming down again. So I missed that one, but yeah, later on in the day I got it. So I ended up using the raincoat.
Yeah, it rained pretty much all the way until about lunchtime, and then it finally slacked off a little bit at work, and then it started coming down after I got back home.
I didn't wear my rain shoes this morning, so my feet might get a little wet, I don't know. But I did bring the raincoat, and I should swap vehicles and drive the truck today. So I'll get some fuel in it, top it off real good. I'm trying to get the cheaper fuel. Cheapest I've seen it was 304, I think.
Place around here, you just go 2 miles down the road and it's 20 cents cheaper, right?
I mean, South Ohio's got it, you know, I've seen it 339 at the QT. Up here in the Sands Club in Hendersonville, it's 317. I would have got there, but it's been such a hassle to go to Sam's Club because Sam's Club did away with their membership card. It's all on use their app now, and their app's kind of a pain.
Once or twice there, and that I didn't like it at all.
So there, and you got to change your payment method and everything else. It's a pain.
Get difficult, so you won't use it and get that discount.
Coming out pretty good here, and just us on the state line.
Didn't hear it all. Not even missed it.
Driveway. Truck got really muddy, so probably save me a car wash here, maybe. You got any plans to go to these ham fests or anything? When's the last time you've been to a ham fest, Ken?
The last time?
Been to one?
You do.
That's the one. A lot of camaraderie going on.
And I usually got something else going on that I need to do.
Stuff we need to do, but sometimes you just gotta put stuff aside and do for yourself there.
Weekend we're either the son's new girlfriend or they're coming over here or we're going over there, one or the other.
My son's birthday was last weekend, so his wife took him out to Cheesecake Factory and barely had a pretty good birthday, but yeah. Here or there, I don't know. Told the wife, someone's telling me about that Cheesecake Factory. Told the wife about it last night. She loves cheesecake, so I said, well, I guess I'm gonna have to take you. I don't think she's ever been either.
I love the Cheesecake Factory myself.
And a cheesecake.
Makes a no-bake one. It's like cream cheese and some other stuff and a graham cracker crust. I like it a lot. Matter of fact, I got a piece of it for lunch today.
Breakfast this morning to go along with my iced coffee, I had raisin bread with, I don't know what kind of cheesecake kind of frost. What do you put on a bagel? Cream cheese, yeah. Have a cream cheese on my raisin toast this morning.
That. Hey, the gun show's in town this weekend.
Greenville at the convention center there.
Krispy Kreme.
Fair enough to tell you, but Krispy Kreme there or not. But it's nice to know where the Krispy Kremes are, because we lost ours at Dinnersonville.
Been there since since I was in school in the 70s.
Much of a Dunkin' Donuts kind of guy. They've got two of them up there in Hendersonville now. Two or three. I bet there might be three. I'm not, you know, we had the Krispy Kreme right there on the main drag. And they closed it down, and now you can't get Krispy Kreme up there. Gotta go elsewhere to find it.
The plain cake donuts, and they usually don't carry those, so. But I got me some of those at the house, so I'm in good shape.
I found that the closest thing that I can get to Krispy Kreme, if the Krispy Kreme is not available, is the QT. They have a, I don't know what they call it, but it's a, like it's a donut without a hole, I'll put it that way. And it's really good. It's right on par with Krispy Kreme. But, you know, buying a dozen of those versus buying a dozen of Krispy Kreme, you go broke in C9B.
Dozen of those Krispy Kremes. I'd only do one, and then I'm done. It's too sweet for me.
I used to tell them at work, I had a glazed look in my eyes because I went my Krispy Kreme. So they're going to get the hot now light on. Going to get a dozen glazed. Go home and have two donuts dunked in milk. That's just ice cold milk and a dunked donut. Yeah. The rain. Quit raining.
Ain't rain yet this morning.
We'll crew back together again. Go have dinner somewhere.
And me, we're always down for that.
Maybe that works out better for y'all?
If it was a weekday, I'd say Monday probably, because usually Susan's off on a Monday. Like today, she's got to work that evening shift, and then tomorrow, I think she's on day shift, and then Thursday she's working all day, a double. Her schedule's just all screwed up, and you never know what it's going to be until Sunday evening.
A weekend would probably be better, but then you got people getting things, you know, family things scheduled for the weekend. So I hate to bother that.
Like I said, everybody, you know, every other Sunday, the granddaughters come over and for a visit, so we got that going on.
I might have to park my truck at your house. Getting pretty close to E.
Get to riding down the road and that, not paying any attention, talking on the radio, and all of a sudden I look down and the light's on. It's like, yeah, I better stop. It's going to be hard to explain how I ran out of gas in a hybrid.
It happens. Oh, well, okay, yeah, I still have to buy gas every now and then. It's just so few and far between now.
I looked up, it said I could go like 590 miles.
Blah, blah. You're from home today?
But I think he's on a 3-day week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, something like that.
Well, I got my microphone element for my headset came in yesterday. I guess the daughter got out the mailbox, because I checked the mailbox, there was nothing in it. So I lied. All of a sudden, the wife says, is this your box on the table here? Took the old mic element off, put the correct one on, took the one off the iCom and put the one in for the Yaesu and all the other radios, I guess. Seems to work pretty good. Called for a radio check on two different frequencies. Nobody came back to me. So, but I know it's working, because I went to a Simplex and tried it out with my HT. So, kind of looking forward to using that.
HF radio.
My FT991A. So I do the nets every other Friday, and most of my stuff on at the house anyway. If I'm at the house, I'm on the FT991A.
I just got a good headset, but I don't have a microphone on it. I still use the hand mic. It works really good. I get good reports about it.
MD90 microphone desk mic that I use just playing around. And if I want to do some serious stuff, then I'll put the headset on. I've got a shelf right there on top of my desk that I made, and I'm going to make a a headset holder to go on one of those shelves that I can move it around. It just kind of sits on the shelf. You know, it's got a front and a back to it, and the front extends out so I can put the headset on it and keep it off the desktop. I'm going to play with that this weekend, maybe.
Ford ZLE Mobile City. Good morning, fellas. Good morning. What time is it?
Good morning, Miss Angela. KN4TFW.
DNC9V, Miss Angela.
Sue's not with me this morning. She wasn't feeling good. She couldn't sleep last night. Got some stomach issues that's going on, so she kind of stayed at the house this morning. She's feeling better soon. So I'm headed to work myself, so.
Hope she gets feeling better soon.
Here she's feeling under the weather. Hope she gets well soon and recuperates quickly.
Fellas, I'll definitely let her know. Yeah, work's been kind of rough too the past week or so. But yeah, I appreciate that.
My old puppy, we got a little bit long-haired chihuahua. This is about 14 weeks now. But I guess he got into something last night. He was throwing up last night, the wife tells me, because I went to bed pretty early. And he was all tripper this morning, though, so he's up and about, feeling better.
Being sick, there's a lady in the guard at work. She believes in this stone called shungite. And then she got all these little things all over and that, but I know I can say that in 5 years I've been out there, she's never been sick. So I got me a little shungite rock. I've been carrying it almost a year. Not that I believe in it, but I ain't been sick.
I think I accidentally walked on you. I apologize.
I was just talking about a stone called shungite. And it's supposed to have some healing properties and keep EMF away from you and everything. And the lady carries it at work. She's never been sick in the 5 years I've known her. So I started carrying one about a year ago and ain't been sick. But not that I believe in it, but I just ain't been sick.
Understand that. I believe in a lot of these home remedies. I'm actually originally from the mountains and from West Virginia. And a lot of those little home remedies and things like that will work a lot more people think. I'm like you, I don't know that I necessarily believe in that, but you know, if you weren't sick, then you know, that's a good thing.
Seems important. I don't know if I put my trust in a rock. I'm not even sure I'd carry rocks in my pocket. But anyway, yeah, some of those home remedies are really good. You know, it's really big in the mountains up there.
Little leather pouch in my pocket every day, so I don't know. Whatever, we'll see.
Deal for ID. Heck with me is, you know, almost 25 years of EMS and paramedic and firefighting. I've been in the ER for almost 9 years. I've been exposed to, I think, about everything you can think of. So my immune system, I think, about seeing it all.
Education. You're exposed to everything.
I've been on, you know, worked that for so long and been on the front lines of COVID since day one. Have not had any of the vaccines. I have yet to be diagnosed with COVID, and I have tested many times, you know, with symptoms, figure, well, here it is. I guess it's my turn. I got it. It was always negative. I have yet to be diagnosed with COVID.
I'm a believer in your immune system being strengthened by being repetitively exposed to all kinds of stuff. I think it builds a stronger immunity system. That's probably what you got.
I agree 100%. I mean, it's proven that works. What stinks about it is my wife had to have one of the vaccines, and it really worries me because there's a lot of bad side effects to these vaccines for COVID. But she had to have it because of nursing school. Well, she had COVID like 5 or 6 times now, and I know several people that had COVID multiple times after having all the vaccines, and I know a number of people now that haven't had any vaccines, and maybe have had it once or twice, and it really wasn't, you know, they really weren't that sick. It's about the ones that had the doggone vaccine are the sicker.
I've had a vaccine and one booster, hindsight being 2020. I wish I would have never gotten either one, because I do believe after that first initial shot, I ended up getting a mild case of myocarditis, and my chest was hurting there a little bit, and this is before they knew all, or not before they knew it, but before they told everybody about it. So, that being the case, we no more boosters. Nah, done.
Now, and I think Pfizer has finally admitted to hiding some of those side effects. But I know a lot of people that now regret getting it, and I have yet to find anyone like myself that have not had it and regret not getting it. I mean, it's bad stuff coming out of it, unfortunately. I'm not anti-vax, but I'm just anti-something that was not tested properly, and that thing was never tested like it's supposed to be. Any versions of it were not tested.
I got this pneumonia vaccine, everything you're supposed to get when you get older. Yeah, I got all those, but I would have passed on the COVID.
And well, hopefully COVID and everything else will stay away from both of you. You guys will stay good,
Milton. 9 feet bubble. Can't you get your vaccinated? You didn't do any vaccine, did you?
Any vaccines or anything in that? I mean, it said I had it, but it was like a small cold, lasted like 12 hours, and I was good to go after that, but still had to quarantine because of work. But, yeah, I ain't taking any of those vaccines, because almost all vaccines, a possible side effect is that Guillain-Barré. I've already had two family members that had that. Trust me, you'd rather have anything else besides that.
369. People are crazy down here. 9B mobile.
K and 4 TFW mobile.
DLE mobile.
Here's something, Anthony. It seemed a little bit light on me this morning, but it might just be the weather.
Still that little any tone that I'm going to use for right now, but I've got my ICOM. I ordered a Yaesu. I forget the model number, it's like the 8531 or something like that. I'm going to put in a house with mobile, and I'm going to bring my ICOM 2100 back out into the car. But no, this one so far has really hasn't done anything to it.
Where are you running?
Northbound, just before exit 35 on I-85. And this little radio is about 25 watts, and I've got a lift mount, 5/8 weight antenna on the front lift.
Here's your location. You're in the fringe areas.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, the reception feels like it's breaking up a little bit more this morning too than normal.
But the definitely in the fringe area. Get closer to the city, you'll get a lot better. And I got right through Greer here, coming up at the Ingles there again. It's bone dry.
Dry up here in Spartanburg. I hadn't hit any rain since I left Greer.
And now that I'm up here near Highway 86, the road's wet again.
Run to Williamston. I'll be running down there here shortly.
For interstate, that is. Pretty busy. Be careful coming down this way.
You didn't travel 85 yesterday going northbound, did you? Man, that was a mess. They had a couple wrecks all over the place. And traffic was backed up for miles northbound.
Off yesterday, so I didn't have to deal with it. Yeah, we come up on a wreck the other evening, coming home southbound right about, it was in between the 14 and 11 southbound. The little old truck had lost it and slid off into the ditch. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Yeah, there was a wreck southbound at the 80 yesterday, man. Caused a serious backup.
I went all the way down to Anderson. Did what I had to do down there and came back. It was all cleared up, luckily. At least I made it to the, what is that exit? The 20, Whitehorse Road exit. That's where I get off and head over to Duncan, not Duncan, Donaldson Center. I'll get it right here in a minute.
That's what, 44?
Yeah, I think it is.
4ZLE, yeah, the, what you would say, northern part of Anderson County, Belton, Mount Powderville, all of them in that area. A lot of years, man, some of the crazy wrecks I ran up and down this interstate. We would end up dog on the Georgia state line sometimes on these wrecks and stuff. Crazy. And then, of course, Greenville County, same thing.
Again, I got a phone call. I'm going to have to grab it real quick. Again, C9B. They already bailed?
Still,
I'm just getting off at the 80. The opposite, underneath the 23 bridge, made by
traffic piling up a little bit. Not backed up, but
just working up in that area. Well, both of y'all are scratchy this morning. Right now, anyway.
That's spot for me.
When you have somebody hanging right behind you, but in the left lane, and you want to get in that left lane, but you can't, but you don't want to cut them off, and then you come up on more traffic, and the guy in the left lane going slow, so he's going to run into interference for you, so you pass him in the right lane and cut over in front of him. It's like a blocker. And a free blocker, you know it. C9B.
I need to get over, and they're just hanging there, and you slow down, and they slow down, you speed up, and they speed up.
Learn what this left-hand lane is actually for, not the cruising in or hang out.
It's good talking to you fellas this morning. I'm going to sign with you. I'm getting ready to pull up the office here. Y'all 73, take care, stay dry, and C9B.
73, Leon, perfect timing. I'm rolling down to the gate now, so I'm going to say 73. And everybody have an awesome day, and catch you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW.
I'm about to pull up the hospital myself, guys. I hope everybody has a good and a safe day. I will definitely catch you guys later on. We'll talk to you later, 73. KC4 ZLE, clear.